This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Vice President Kamala Harris formally accepted the Democratic nomination for president on Thursday with a rousing call to fight tyranny around the world, drawing a sharp contrast with Republican Donald Trump. Gabe Singer from Reuters reports.
I accept your nomination.
Since Harris emerged as the Democratic candidate after President Joe Biden dropped out, her campaign has broken fundraising records, packed arenas with supporters, and turned opinion polls in some battleground states in Democrats' favor. Before a packed House, Harris made some of her strongest foreign policy statements to date, vowing not to cozy up to tyrants and dictators who she said were, quote, rooting for Trump. Harris also laid out some broad policy principles, announcing tax cuts for the middle class, and vowing to fight for reproductive freedom and voting rights. Harris also called to end the Gaza war.
Now is the time to get a hostage deal and a ceasefire deal done.
Gabe Singer from Reuters. Disagreements over Israel's future military presence in Gaza and over Palestinian prisoner releases are obstructing a ceasefire and hostage deal. Zachary Goldman from Reuters has more.
U.S. President Joe Biden outlined a potential ceasefire deal in May, which would pause fighting in what has now been 10 months of war, facilitate the release of Israeli hostages, a withdrawal of Israeli forces, and open negotiations on extending the truce. Despite the intense pressure from Washington, no deal has yet been reached. And 10 sources familiar with the talks, including two Hamas officials and two Western diplomats, told Reuters that the impasse stems from Israeli demands it maintain a military presence in Gaza. All the sources said Hamas was especially concerned about the latest demand that Israel keep troops along what is called the Netzarim Corridor, which bisects the narrow Gaza Strip and prevents Palestinians' movement between north and south. Israel also wants to keep troops along the Philadelphia Corridor, a border strip between Gaza and Egypt.
Zachary Goldman from Reuters. For additional stories, visit VOA News.